This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That honestly might be like just the cherry on top of this. They win these last two games. Like, yeah, the Sacramento Kings 41-41.
It feels like
now let's see what they can do in the postseason.
It feels like they can't end any other way.
They're just 41-41. Perfectly average.
Yeah. Then sometimes that's a dangerous team. Sometimes that's a frustrating team. You know, when you have a team like that. Tonight, though, I do think they're going to come ready to play.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
And one of the things, because we talk about like, should Doug Christie come back or whatever, that's a little bit of a defining characteristic of him. The constant competing, you know.
I like Doug. I just think the Kings put him in an impossible situation. It doesn't look great if you bring him back and it's like, tell the new GM, this is your new head coach. Now, like I said, if you kind of work it around where the GM hire who you want, he ends up with Doug, that's perfect. But yeah. We talk about this team being dysfunctional for so long. Like, at some point, you have to put your right foot forward, it be one you don't want to do yet.
Well, that's why we talked about the situation yesterday. If you think Doug Christie is Vivek Ranadive, right? If you think Doug Christie is a good coach, you believe in him as a coach, do you keep Monty and them around to avoid the situation?
No.
So keeping Monty McNair around is worse than the scenario that you just laid out, where you're forcing a new GM to
I'm done with this iteration, this regime, this Monty McNair regime, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's done. It's run its course. It's a matter of whether I want to put Doug Christie in the position to take over the next one, to lead the next one as a head coach.
So that's all I'm saying.
I would not keep Monty for the sake of keeping Doug. If it was one or the other, honestly, I'd just let Doug go.
And you think, okay, you answered it. I said, you think that having the mismatch situation, the mismatch GM and coach, is better than keeping Monty McNair around?
I don't like either situation, but I think, yeah, I'd rather do it that way. I think Doug Christie can convince the next GM. Like, I don't think Doug's a bad coach. I don't necessarily think he's done anything to, like, take the job either or anything like that. But, like, he did elevate this team a bit.
I do.
Because I think this team looked like it was headed nowhere with Mike at the end.
Stephen Brown, more fake news. He says Kenny wants to keep Monty around. I don't really care, to be honest with you. I don't care. They just need to get it done. They like the franchise just needs to win. So I don't really care who's getting it done. They just got to win. But I don't think Monty McNair has been as bad as people make him out to be. I will say that. I don't think he's been awful.
I don't know. I'm on results. Like, you can trade for Sabonis and bring in whoever. You've only made the playoffs once in 5 years, it's looking like.
So So can he keep his job with a playoff appearance?
No, because we traded the guy that you were supposed to build around. We kind of learned that the second player you were building around is maybe kind of a third or a fourth guy. You fired the coach you gave an extension to in the offseason. Like all the milk is spilled out. Now you're just cleaning it up with a mop at this point. Looking kind of spot, might be kind of spotless, but you might make playoffs, but you're cleaning up your mess.
To your point, though, your results based. If you get to the playoffs two times in 3 years.
Yeah, this is a fake. I'm not going to be rude. This is not a fake playoff appearance. All right. But, like, come on. We know what this is. Like, this is, like, the team needs moves, and they need moves because of how Monty McNair built this team.
I'm not going to argue for anybody that wants Monty McNair gone. I just.
I don't see a future in this core group right here. Trey DeMar and whoever, maybe. Like, we could talk about in a bit right now. Maybe Zach LaVine's back. But.
Well, and I don't know. Were you here when we were having this? I think you were.
I left that too yesterday, so it was average. No.
You don't have to move on from Monty McNair. He doesn't have a contract that needs to be extended, or he's not at the. It's nothing like that. He's under contract. He's there, and you don't have to move on from him. And I presented the scenario: if you move on from Monty McNair, there's not a lot that the new GM can do anyway. Because say you make the playoffs, you don't have your pick. Your true assets are Zach LaVine and DeMontis Sabonis. I don't think you can move them this offseason. DeMar DeRozan would be the one. Like, I don't want to say what's the point because I get
that. Well, how do you say it? Are you just kicking the can down the road then at this point?
I don't think there's many moves you can make anyway this offseason. So why not see if Monty and Doug can figure something out with what they've got? As opposed to bringing in a new GM, who you bring in the new GM, he can't do much of anything anyway. Does that make sense?
No, I got you. And it'd really be coming down to Doug Christie. Like, I'm not going for it. I'm not going. You're not going to fool me again. Hell no. You're not going to fool me again. No. You've been here, done it. You're not going to fool me again. Like, Doug has these guys playing better, no doubt. They still might not make playoffs. We need fresh faces out there. You know, not talking about Doug, but the front office and all that.
Damn, I don't even know if I should do it because I'm not trying to trade nobody. But did you
all see? Right, let's trade.
Did you see that? Did you see that fake trade that was out there this morning?
No, I did not.
I think
not.
It was from Bleacher Report. You know how they always be doing stuff. And I was like, yo, this is a crazy deal. I'm going to try and pull it up. Yeah, full can't get pulled again. I'm going to try and pull it up because...
Who was it centered around as far as who were the Kings sending out?
Sending out Domas.
All right, let's talk. Let's talk.
The eagerness.
I said, let's talk. I don't think DeMar's really getting you much, but I think Domas, and I don't even know if I'm for necessarily... I'm listening if it's Domas.
So, man, I can't find it, but I know the basis of the trade.
Kyle Renata, Jesse hates Domas. This is not true. I will trade whoever and whatever. I'm trying to improve the Sacramento Kings.
The basis of it was the Kings send Domas to Brooklyn for Nick Claxton. I forgot who the other guy was. It wasn't like significant. A guy.
Yeah.
And two first-round picks.
See, those are the two first-round picks right there. Do we know what years these were?
They didn't say.
It's two first-round picks. Like, what do you want me to do? I'd listen.
I would listen.
It's two Nets first-round picks. That's valuable. Yeah. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying yeah yet, but I'm not saying no right now either.
I would listen too, man. And I don't necessarily.
Okay, in the chatty house, Gilbert M, no. Terrence, yikes. JT Lowe, hell not. Like, I get saying no because, like, it's Nick Claxton and a role player to be named or whatever. But, like, I guess my point is, like, where do you see him and just these other guys going? Like the future of this team, then, if you're keeping him here? Or what else are you looking for, then, if you are, like, open to trading him?
The, and, yeah.
Like, if you could sell me on a future with Domas and Zach LaVine, Keegan, like, and you can bring in other players, like, fine. But also, like, you're going to have to sell me on that. I don't really see the vision right now.
Here was the official trade. Everything was about the same, but it was Domas going to the Nets, Nick Claxton, Maxwell Lewis, who even I don't know who that is, and two first-round picks. They don't clarify which picks.
Will Z in the chatty house says, I would seriously consider Claxton's game super underrated. That's a win for us. If Will Z's on our side.
It is.
And like you said, we consider it.
And once again, don't say us. I didn't say I do. Jesse said he would make the deal. I didn't say it. I said, hey, I'm just navigating the news. But Nick Claxton, I like his game. I like what he brings to the table. Obviously, he's not as good as Domantas Sabonis, but he gives you the rim protection. He is a quality big in this league, and he's about $20 million cheaper.
Two first-round picks is something the new GM can work with as well. That's kind of what has me thinking. I don't know if I'd do it, but I'm thinking because of the two first-round picks.
I would think about it. I would think about it. I don't think I'd actually – well, it depends on what
– Everyone should be on the table at this point. There's no one where it's like, keep them around. Like, everyone should be available, and if it's going to make this team better, push them forward and, like, progress this thing, then, you got to think about it.
Yeah.
We've kind of reached the end where it's like, you guys do it at this point now. They've made it a point where it's like, the front office needs to take it out of their hands now.
And then especially you're talking about I wondered about this, as we got closer to the end of the season. But now I think a playoff appearance does change some things. Like, if you make the playoffs this year, I'm not going to say Sabonis or, and everybody is still not on the table. Like, yeah, you're still listening. But it's not the same. How do I put this? It's not the same everybody's on the table as it is if you lose in a play-in. If you don't get nothing, if you don't advance nowhere, oh, no. Like, what are we holding on to any of these guys for? If you get to the playoffs, maybe it's you're rationalizing things, right? You're like, all right, it was a crazy year. We still got to the playoffs. Maybe we could bring some guys back and build around it.
My question is, if they do get to the first round, because I don't think there's anything new to learn about the Kings from now till, I guess, the end of the play, and whether they win or lose. But if they get to the first round and face off with the Thunder and say they get your game three, like, is there something new maybe you can learn about this group where it's like, maybe we can kind of build around this, or we saw this from Keegan, or blah, blah, blah.
Do you think, like, do you think there's something that, like, if he goes out, is the Zach, if he doesn't ever revert back to 6 shot attempts a game Zach LaVine for the rest of the season. So, like, what he's already done, closing out these last 2 games, getting into the playoffs, averaging 26 and being aggressive, do you think we feel differently about Zach LaVine moving forward?
I feel different about him now, I guess. Like, if he's getting the shots up, that's fine, but it's just you're going to need the right players around Zach. Like, I don't think you're going to go to the finals with Zach LaVine or anything like that, but can you be a Clippers-type team where, hey, maybe they can make a run this playoffs or anything like that? Yeah, I think you can do that with Zach. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not necessarily fully on board with just blow it all up. I do think, like, Domantas Sabonis is a great player. Is he a 1 or 2? No. Like, I think we've kind of learned that at this point. But maybe you can build a team where, like, you are like the Clippers. You are kind of like maybe the Grizzlies or something like that, where it's a well-oiled machine that just kind of works. Play good basketball, you win games and all that.
Yeah.
It's not going to get you a championship or anything like that. Like, we kind of moved on from that, I think, with this group. But maybe you can trade some guys where the team just fits. Because that's another thing, too. You got a bunch of guys playing roles that just don't necessarily work.
Yeah.
So DeMar DeRozan, like, he's caught a lot of heat this season. I get it. His game isn't easy on the eye or anything like that, but he wasn't supposed to be this when he signed in the offseason.
Right.
Like, he wasn't supposed to be the Kings 1A.
I don't think that's what he signed up for, you know what I mean? But he's looking around, and he's, in some cases, he's like, all right, I'll do it. Nobody else is doing it, so.
DeMar DeRozan's doing what's got him to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Whether right or wrong, I guess.
And you know, if you look at the way it's played out and be like, yeah, that's the guy you got to move on from in the offseason, I completely understand that. I completely understand, hey, this isn't what you signed up for. This isn't the direction that we want to play, moving forward. you move on from DeRozan now that you have LaVine and some other stuff. I get all that. One of the things that I think about, though, is like right now, trying to get to the playoffs, yeah, you're going to need that guy to be DeMar DeRozan. You're going to need him to carry you to these playoffs. Like, that's it. Like, in the offseason, you can figure out something else. But I'll put it to you like this. DeMar DeRozan is going to have to average about 25 for them to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, the team, the way it's built, yeah. I don't think anyone else is taking them besides LaVine and DeRozan. If LaVine's taking 10 shots against 6 shots, then just don't even go to Dallas at this point. Like, just stay here. Dallas, go ahead, take the day off.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
like, you're going to need those two guys to lead you. Because Monk's not going to be here, obviously, for 2 weeks at least. He's going to be reevaluated. Domas, since the trade, has kind of taken a backseat as far as his role. So, like, those are the guys, whether you like it or not.
DeMar, in this month of April, with 5 games, he's averaging 27.6 points per game. It's going to have to be around that. And I think Zach is probably averaging around the same as well. I'll get those numbers up.
The one issue I have with the whole Zach LaVine and Kings thing, too, is like the Stephen Brown brings it up here. It's not necessarily like the Bulls trying to give him away for nothing, but I don't like it if Zach LaVine was like, you're like, that's the guy we're going to get for De'Aaron. Then if De'Aaron wants to go, fine, but we're going to go get Zach LaVine.
I pause because do you believe De'Aaron Fox would have netted you a better player?
Not necessarily a better player, but maybe a better return, if that makes sense. Maybe you could get some picks or something like that. Maybe you get some... Yeah, I'm not going to say a better player because Zach LaVine is like a great player and all that, but it's just... You didn't move forward at all, I don't think, and you kind of handcuffed your future.
Yeah. Stephen Brown...
I think, honestly, it was over once it was time to trade Fox. Like, this was all done. There was no saving this, I don't think. Because, like, him and Sabonis were supposed to be the guys. Mike Brown was supposed to be the coach, and that all just kind of blew up. And once that was over, I think, yeah, it's time to kind of lick your wounds and get what you can.
So it's interesting because Stephen Brown says he would have netted you a better player. You could have got a better player. Tyler Jennings said you could have got a better trade package for sure.
I've said, too, though, that I would have traded him in the offseason once I knew this stuff was all brewing.
Once I knew that
players didn't like Mike Brown and there was kind of this like, oh, so-and-so likes Mike, so-and-so doesn't like Mike, this locker room kind of isn't together. Like, I feel like at that point, I guess you kind of hope that they work it out, but like you kind of knew then that this wasn't going to work if you fired Mike, what was it, 31 games into the season?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you knew what it was at this point is my point. Like you knew what was going on.
And so here's the thing, and I know...
Either you trade Fox... Or you trade the other guys that weren't with Mike.
Oof. And then you're building around De'Aaron Fox, which is...
Yeah, but you got, like I said, you just got a more cohesive team.
It might not have mattered. It might not have mattered. Like, because Fox may not have been good enough to... I think San Antonio had a cohesive team as well, but once Fox had to be the guy, they fell off the face of the earth. So that's...
I still low-key am part of the group where... If you built it the right way, maybe you could have got more out of it. I'm not going to say De'Aaron Fox is a top 10 player, but he's kind of a Trae Young tier type player, I think. And Trae's been to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, if you built it the right way, I think you could have got wins and postseason runs out of this.
Trae Young tier player, that's fine.
Like, there's flaws to him. Like, he's not, like, Trae Young's never going to be a top 10. He's never going to be a Tatum or anything like that. But, like, he's good enough to where you put the right guys and you build the right team, like, you can do something there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Here's the other thing about that, and we've talked about this trade over and over again. I don't have no problem continuing to talk about it. But Stephen Brown, who's getting a lot of run in this show.
A lot of run today.
Yeah. He says multiple teams went in Fox until he said he wouldn't sign anywhere but San Antonio. That's kind of the point. That's kind of the point. Like, you can't be like, well... Everybody would have been in on him if he wouldn't have said he wouldn't have gone anywhere else. But yeah, that's the point.
Monty and them needed to be more proactive in this situation than reactive. Like, if this was all going down, then you needed to, like, get ahead of it first. Like, because, like, once Fox is talking a lot, like, yeah, there's no, I don't think, I was against keeping him till the offseason. I don't think that was going to work. Where, yeah, you trade him anywhere else. Houston, what do you want? Like, I don't think that was really an option here.
I don't think so either. I don't know. You couldn't have traded him in the offseason. That's where I do disagree with you. Going into the season, I think.
Because of perception or why?
The perception.
For me, it's just ripping the Band-Aid off.
You were a year removed from going to the playoffs and seeing him play that way.
Because you fired. I was going to say,
you were a year removed from that. You're in a situation where you were one game from going back to the playoffs, dealt with a bunch of injuries. I just don't think that was the time to move on from. I've said it before. I think they were in a crazy little situation, it feels like. And they probably handled it the way I would have handled it. That's maybe why I don't see fault in it. I would have signed Mike Brown, and I would have hoped that winning would have cured all. And they didn't win, and it didn't cure all. So I would have been wrong like they were. But I don't think you can not bring back Mike Brown. I don't think that you can not bring back Malik Monk. I don't think that you could trade Domantas Sabonis. And I don't think that you can walk away from trying to bring back Malik Monk.
But what if it led to more wins, though? What if it just led to a better, like I said, a more cohesive team? Like, perception is, I get that, but it's also you fired Mike Brown at 13 and 18 and all the NBA Coaches Association jumped your franchise. Like, even when everything, we knew it was bad. We knew, like, yeah, this is not working at all. They fired him. Like, yes, this is probably the right move at this point. This team is going nowhere, and the NBA still jumped him.
If you knew that it was going to be better, then yeah, you do it. But you don't know, like you don't know, and you're in that situation. I believe that you're weighing out two things. Like, you're weighing out this scenario where you move on from Sabonis, Monk, and whoever else might have had an issue, and you say, hey, do you think we can get better this year? May it be a playoff team this year because of that, or do we not bring back Mike Brown? Not have De'Aaron Fox, and can we get better that way? Or can we say, just bring them all back and hope that winning cures all? And you're weighing it out.
But, like, this team already didn't make the playoffs the year before.
Do you have the Monk injury to lean back on a little bit?
I don't buy into that as much as everyone else does. Like, Monk, yeah, he was out, and that matters. But it's not like with Malik Monk, this team was firing on all cylinders like that season.
They were
hit and miss a lot last season. I don't think it's as simple as, yeah, if they had Malik Monk, they would have made it. Like, the team wasn't necessarily playing their best with him. I'm not saying it's a Malik Monk thing, but the team never got going last season.
Yeah, no, that's true. I do think they would have made the playoffs if Malik was healthy, but you're right. You don't know. And it is an assumption to feel that way.
Does Gilbert M, because we're just, I mean, the Kings are in the play and whatever, we're just rehashing old stuff now at this point, but does Gilbert M kind of have the best meet me in the middle here, just let Mike Brown play out the last year and see where you go from there after that?
Well, that's
giving him the extension.
That's probably what should have been done. And that's where I can never lock down the information from James Hamm. Because I said it a number of different times. You didn't have to do anything.
That's true.
But I think you don't let him go on a lame, you don't have a lame duck coach. And I probably would have been like, well, let's find out.
If we knew the information we knew after the fact, if we're Monty McNair, you know what's going on. I think you do. Like, if you're like, all right, the team's kind of teetering right here. Some guys are with Mike. Some guys are kind of not feeling him or whatever. Then, yeah, I think you let him play out that last season. If you start to win in the season, then, yeah, you give him the extension during the season. Mm-hmm. But if you see, yeah, this isn't working, then you kind of wash your hands of it. Yeah, we fired the coach without an extension.
I know people always say it just is what it is. Like, that's because. And the whole you can't have a coach on a lame duck season. Well, look. Mike, these people, they're not feeling you right now. They're not feeling you at all. So until you can fix that, I don't have a contract for you. And like I said, James Hamm, if he was here, he'd say that's just not how things work. That's not how you do things. you don't have a, but I've always said you didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to fire him. You didn't have to sign the extension. He had a year left on the deal. Why not just bring him back with that year?
It's right there for you. And then shout out Ben, best bit on the show. China is light years ahead of this country in everything.
Well,
Ben just got to the bridge part of the show.
Yeah, that's actually pretty
good. He's low-key kind of catching up. Yeah, he's only like 20 minutes behind.
Yeah, he'll be here in just, like you said, about 20, 25 minutes. All right, Ben, I see you.
Shout out Ben. He's working.
Yeah, big ups to him. But, yeah, I would have seriously thought about doing that, but that is literally one of the things where, like, you don't have a coach on a lame duck contract. And they might even be even crazier to do in this situation if you already got a bunch of people that aren't feeling them, right?
Like, yeah.
They're already feeling them. Like, man, you ain't even got no job security. I ain't listening to you. And it might have really spiraled at that point.
That's the other side of it, too.
So I don't know. We say all this. We got here just trying to figure out, hey, does Monty McNair.
We're trying to fix the Kings again.
They've got a game tonight against the Clippers where they could clinch the, I don't want to say home court advantage. It's not that. Just home court for the 9-10 game. That's what they're looking to clinch. That's what they need. I've said a number of different times. If you can't, yeah, Dallas got two games too, and they play Toronto and Memphis, and they might lose one of that's fine. If you lose two games, one of them being to Phoenix on the last game of the season, you deserve your fate. You deserve whatever. Can't be. We already said it before. I'm not saying there's no way they can lose because we've seen them lose to Washington, a team that wasn't trying to win. But I'm telling you, you deserve everything you get if you aren't able to at least win one of these games to close out the season and secure the home playoff game next Wednesday at the Golden One
Center. Would a Suns loss be worse than the one against Washington?
Yeah.
It's like they're already in the play-in or whatever at this point. So like you said, you're playing for home court in that 9-10 game, but
it'd be worse. I mean, everything that you're playing for at that point is right there in front of you. There was a lot of, like, nothing was decided going into the Washington game. It was like, even at that point with the Washington game, I think, because that was the week KD had already been hurt. You looked at the Suns' schedule. They were going to lose all their games. It's like, we want home court. But we're not going to fall out of the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Playing like that's probably not going to happen, and I'm trying to put lipstick on a pig a little bit, or rationalize maybe where your mindset was in that Washington game. But you knew, even if something went bad, you had time to maybe make up that
game. Yeah, something to work on.
There's nothing, there's no time. It's right there for you. You got the Suns, you win, you've got a game. You don't have to hop on a plane. You got a game at the Golden One Center on Wednesday. A Suns team that has been slapped around for the better part of the last 2 weeks. And you mess around and you lose that game with everything in front of you? Yeah, that's worse than Washington, if you ask me. That would be awful.
Yeah, I think so, too. Just given, we know what the Suns are right now. Yeah. And we kind of talked about Washington. So we kind of warned them, like, hey, like, do not sleepwalk through this one.
Yeah, Washington. That's, they just keep getting Sacramento. Whether it's
ruined Damian's Christmas,
Damian and his family trying to see the beam during Christmas, whether it's, you know, two road games in the last 2 years where they just keep. I'm afraid of that Washington game now from moving forward. I'm afraid of it. So myself, Jesse, we're here. We're bringing you home on the Friday, the last Friday of the regular season. We're here. The phone lines are open here because we're, you know, we're guest free the rest of the way.
It's the D'Lo and KC go home show before the postseason.
Exactly. Is there somewhere I need to point to?
Relax, Ronda Rousey.
Somewhere I need to point to, man. You can hit us up, Bryce. You can call us about SmackDown tonight. I guess.
Do not call about SmackDown. Don't listen to Kenny.
That's Bryce's bag.
You can call about WrestleMania if you want. Don't call about SmackDown.
That's Bryce's bag, man. Hit us up on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. We are free and open for the rest of the show. Ready to close this week out. It's D'Lo and KC at ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. D'Lo and KC. My man D'Lo, much deserved. A little break in the action, man. Much deserved, man. My guy be grinding, man. So good that he gets to chill out. My man, Jesse.
Probably in the backyard right now, enjoying the pool.
Yeah, that's what you say. You're going on vacation. You're just going in the backyard.
Yeah, his backyard.
That's the resort.
Overlooking the railings, kind of the city's right there.
Yeah.
Wow, it's Sutter Health Park. Wow, it's Golden One Center.
Yeah. Oh, there goes the beam. Yeah, after the win. And, no, it's great. It's great. This is great. That
meanwhile, we got to work. How many people do you think are at work right now at Odyssey? Charlie's here. I don't think literally anyone else.
Do we count Jonathan and Seth?
No, they're kind of. No, they don't. Like, they're great, but they're always here.
Yeah.
They're here more than us. Sales is not here back here behind me.
No, hell no. Pamela Love was here earlier, but I think she's even gone now. I would say less than five.
That feels right. Complex might even dipped out too.
Yeah, I'm going to give an actual number. I ain't even going to say less than. I'm going to say we're at five. We're at five because I think new Aaron, actually only Aaron, is
Aaron. Just Aaron.
I think he's still here, man. What a lead by example guy. This guy, he be in the
trenches. Aaron is all vibes. Shout out Aaron.
Yeah, he be in the trenches, man. Friday, no, I'm here.
Yeah, shout out Aaron.
Yeah, big ups to him, man. So I'm gonna say five, guys.
That feels right.
Yeah. We got some people calling. You can call too on the Elk Grove Kids.
Joe from Elk Grove.
I want to hear from you. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Casey? I got two good prop bets. Guaranteed winners for you tonight.
Okay, guaranteed winners. I'm not sure if I can put them in my lineup, but let's hear them either way.
Okay, take Willie Adames against Stroman, 9-for-19. 2 HRs, 5 RBIs. Take hit RBI there.
That's ownage.
And then go with Aaron Judge against Robbie Ray.
Okay.
3-for-8, 3 home runs, and 5 RBIs. Go hit RBI.
All right. I see you, Joe. I see you cooking, man.
Winner, man.
Okay. I see you cooking. I'll see if they're available in a lineup. Maybe a fantasy score or something like that. Yeah, maybe so.
Joe's calls are all fun, by the way, and we're not responsible for anything that you might do with that.
Not at all. Now, when you talk about Prize Picks, I do have Beam Money ready to go for today. Yes, indeed. The lineup is set. It's actually on my socials right now, at KingKC_916 on Twitter. And kept it simple. I got too many goblins in this one, though. I'm not really crazy about that one.
Got a little crazy last time you were talking about the goblins.
Well, yeah. I don't know. You weren't here yesterday. Rudy Gobert got a nickname on Basketball Reference that I wasn't familiar with.
Let me go look that up while you do this.
Yeah. You go ahead and do that. And you'll know it when you see it. But got too many goblins in this one. It's okay though. We're trying to win. We don't have to win in a major way all the time, but we're trying to win. And I got DeMar DeRozan with the goblin, 2.5 rebounds. I went more on that. He's going to be a rebounding machine. So that's going to be a good look. Zach LaVine, another goblin, 17.5 points. I went more on that. Come on, man. Kawhi Leonard, no kind of stipulations here. 25 points. I went more because he stays killing the Kings. So we've got that. Domantas Sabonis, another goblin. 9.5 rebounds. Give me the more on that. And then we've got the Nerfy. We have the Nerfy. Robbie Ray, Marcus Stroman, 0.5 runs allowed in the first inning. This one's a little riskier than normal. But I went less. They're going to have a scoreless first inning in that Giants-Yankees game. Vamos, Gigantes. You know what it is. That's the lineup. Once again, it's on the socials. You can download the Prize Picks app. Put the promo code KIFM and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly. No matter whether or not you win or lose, you just put that first $5 lineup together, put that promo code in there, you get $50 immediately. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
What the hell is that? That's not even the right slogan. Zabo's out here fighting for his life.
No, look, I pressed the wrong one. Sorry, Adam. Steve is the first one I saw. Prize Picks, run your game.
Sorry, Zay. Maybe next time.
Zay's 3-game winning streak comes to an end. Now, okay, we got a little bit of controversy here. Steven was the first one I saw run your game.
But he didn't do it when you were doing the ad, though. I noticed that.
Well, there's also this. No exclamation points and 4 fire emojis.
That doesn't count.
We'll go down the list. And Johnny G, I don't know what you're doing. You had an opportunity, didn't work. Run your game. You had an opportunity, didn't work at all.
You guys
either.
Out here trying to sell me fake jerseys right now.
The win goes to Zabo with another win. Run your game. 3 exclamation marks, 3 fire emojis. That's your winner. I think he's won 4 or 5 in a row. Shout out to Zay.
Shout out Zay. Playing with integrity.
Yeah. Come on now. You know what it is. 3 exclamation points, and 3 fire emojis. That is how you get it done.
Manny or Chatty House After Party, excuse me, in the Chatty House. House After Party every Wednesday at 8, by the way. Rigged. It's actually not rigged. We actually called this right down the middle.
Now wait a minute here. I'm trying to see something. Because I don't know. I don't know if we have a winner today.
What do you mean it was Zay?
Typically, now this isn't the winning formula, so I'm just using it as an example. It's usually all caps. What is this small letter run your game? It's usually all caps.
I say we let it go. It's like a Wi-Fi password or whatever. Don't matter.
Oh, it matters. It matters. All caps is what it needs to be. Zay, we're going to keep you with the win today. But step your game up, Zaybo. Step your game up. All these small letters. No, we ain't doing that. It's all caps. It's 3 exclamation marks. It is 3 fire emojis. Stop playing, man. Congratulations, Zay. Let's go back to the phone lines. 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Who we got on here, man? Who we talking to, man? Oh, no, they dropped off?
Yeah, I think they dropped off. Damn.
No. Damn, the phone lines be tripping, man. It be crazy sometimes. Dang.
We'll get to you on Monday.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Talked about it a number of different times, but the Mets are in town playing the A's at the same time as Kings Clippers, downtown Sacramento. Wanted to ask you, after seeing this whole thing for a couple weeks now, you've had a handful of games. Have your feelings changed on whether or not Sacramento can handle 2 professional sports teams, like at the same time like this?
I think they can, but I don't know how much I can buy into the A's being a trial run at this point. It feels like
what you mean by that?
I don't know what we're aiming for with this. I'm not sure what the goal is here, because it doesn't. I think to us, we're working to keep pro sports teams here, against pro sports teams and all that. But I think on the outside looking in, everyone thinks this is kind of a joke. Mm. I don't think that Sacramento's going to come out of this with a good perception, whether it be right or wrong, or whether they try to or not.
And that's a little unfair too, right? Because we talked about it earlier in the week. For whatever reason, Sacramento has to sell out every game. And let's just say the A's are no good. They got to sell out every game and watch a bad team every night, or else they aren't proven that they want Major League Baseball. That's a little unfair, right? That's not fair. But it's also the bed you make if you're Vivek and whoever brought him to Sacramento. That's what you signed up for. You know, you signed up, or even if you had conversations with Rob Manfred and those guys, hey, you come here to Sacramento, we're going to sell out every night. That's what you sold them. So it's unfair, but that's kind of what it is.
And that's the thing, too. I don't know how much the city is kind of wrapped around the A's. I'm not saying you got to be A's fans, but right. This is a team here now or whatever. How attached are you?
And to answer your question,
I don't think the A's are really doing too much to work that bridge either.
Nah, and they're not. And that, to me, it makes perfect sense. You know, I understand. How can you fully embrace a team that isn't yours, or isn't going to stay? You know, and for some people, it does play a factor on how they got here. You know, you got them in such a weird way. You know, some people just, I'm going to stay clear of it all. I'm going to stay clear of it. And I get that. I do understand it. I think this weekend is going to be, if they can't do, the 12,500 all weekend for this series, I'd be shocked, and that would be concerning.
Yeah, because you got Juan Soto coming here and all that. This is kind of when it matters, too.
You've got the Mets coming to town. You've got a glorious weekend weather-wise.
we talked about it too. Like, the MLB has an attendance problem, like, during the week. Like, people just show up. Like, I think, I can't remember what game it was. It might have been the Cardinals game yesterday or something.
The Pirates game, or we were watching.
Yeah, it was the Pirates game. I think they tried to say, like, 8,000. There was 8,000 tickets sold. There was not 8,000 people at that game. Like, I know that for a fact. So, like, the MLB has that issue during the week and all that. But yeah, like, come weekend, like, all right, time to put 14,000, 12,000 there against the Mets.
Like I said, the weather is great. It's not too hot yet or anything like that. I'd be shocked if they didn't put up 12,000 at least for all three games. Yeah. I'd be really shocked.
Yeah, I just feel right now Sacramento, like, the city's fighting a real uphill battle right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with perception, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, you're the bad – I don't know if you're the bad guy per se, but, like, you're going to catch this heat because you're the one with John Fisher's team.
Yep. 100%. And like I said, that's the bet that they got to land, that they made, and the chance that they took. And I'm with them taking the chance.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Like, you got the A's here for however long. The Kings are always going to be the Kings, Republic. But then Sac State building up their football stadium. Like, now the city, like it's kind of things you can get behind again.
What'd you think about the Dr. Luke Wood interview?
I'm excited because Kyle was talking about, like, I'm from Sac State. I went to Sac State, graduated and all that. Like, yeah. I went to a football game my freshman year once. Like, this sucks and it's boring. There's no energy here at all. I don't need to be back here at all. And I never went back. But, like, there's energy around it now. We're like, I'm texting the boys or whatever. Like, all spring games on Sunday. Like, are we on out or whatever?
Yeah.
Like now there's energy to it. There's something you can get behind. There's good teams and all that. Like, now they're building a stadium.
Right.
Like, yeah. And I'm excited for it.
I think, you know, the energy that Sac State.
That's what it's been missing.
It has. It has. And, you know, it was a commuter school. You know what I mean? Like, it's people weren't staying there. You know what I mean? They were staying at home and driving to school or something like that. And the dorm life. Look, I went to school that was a commuter school in Cal State East Bay. There is a dorm life there, but it's not the same as, you know, X amount of students at San Diego State, you know, staying on the dorms or something like that. Like, it's there is a difference. And they're starting to gain that type of environment with some of the dorms that are building and the increase in enrollment and all that. But one of the things that they're doing and Dr. Wood is leaning into, which is a great idea, is he's just leaning into the city. Like, the city will support it. People like myself who didn't go to Sac State, you know, I'm not an alumni or whatever, but they're in Sacramento. Heck yeah, I'm gonna support the Sac State football team or the basketball team. That's my squad now. So I think they're doing a great job of leaning into that aspect of being out here in Sacramento and the pride that people have being from here and living in here and supporting, you know, teams that are going on out here. And I think it's going to be dope. I can't wait to see what that spring game is going to look like and what next year is going to look like at Hornet Stadium.
Sacramento's always kind of had it backwards. Like, this is like, I think it's been my 10th year living here. This year, I think Sacramento, from what I've learned, has always kind of had it backwards, where you have the people to support, but it's just there's no teams or whatever besides the Kings.
Yeah.
And now it seems like it's kind of changing. But
we had the conversation when the A's, you know, around their start of the season. Do you think any of this affects the Kings? I don't
think so. No, from the start, no, because like this isn't a Sacramento A's team. This is like the A's are in Sacramento. Well, if that
I'm talking
makes
about
sense.
Sac State too.
Oh, Sac State. Nah, because there's always a difference between, I think, supporting the pros and college teams.
I know James thinks it's something that, you know, the Kings business people, front office, got to be worried about or whatever. I don't.
Yeah, I don't think Sac State's. Yeah.
I don't think the Kings can be. If they can survive what they went through before and still, like, as soon as they won, everybody was on board. Ain't nothing gonna knock the Kings off the.
Yeah, if people aren't showing up or Kings aren't doing as well, it's all because of the Sacramento Kings doing it themselves.
Right.
Like, if the Kings are playing great, Sac State's playing great, the Kings will win out every time. But also, I don't think even with Sac State, if they're playing great or whatever, and Kings aren't as good. Like, I don't think you're losing anything there.
I don't think so either. I don't think there's any scenario. And you said it perfectly. I don't think there's any scenario where the Kings are playing well and they have problems with people showing up. I just don't. I think they're too ingrained in their own.
They never stopped showing up. So,
like, what'd you say?
I said the Kings fans have never stopped showing up to begin with. So I was like, yeah.
They're almost, we talk about, i.e. we're talking about college now. It's almost like college, right? Like they are ingrained in this city, and they go through generations at this point now. You know, they've been here 40 years. They got at least like two generations that they go through. And this is, they're too much a part of the identity of the city for, I think, anybody to come in, especially in a couple years, and overtake that.
Well, yeah, the Kings, like, you think Sacramento, you think of the Kings, even if you're a casual person who's like, oh, what's there doing Sacramento? Like, Kings are always going to come up and stuff like that.
Always, always. So, but it's fun, though. I think Sac State, I think they're going to do great. I think when everything gets down and the FBS stuff goes down, and they're, you know, got the well going down with the new basketball facility. And I remember him even saying, Dr. Luke Wood even saying, like, on Twitter one time, somebody's like, oh, it looks like a glorified high school gym, just a bigger high school gym. He's like, yeah, this is just the beginning. This ain't where we're going to be forever. This is just to get out of the nest, right? We'll do this. We'll be here for a little while, and then we're going to get it popping somewhere else, like, or as far as like a bigger venue at some point. He's got big dreams. I love that about him. But
Sac State's just been missing that energy. That's literally all it is, I think. Because even like before, like Brandon Marion and all that, like Sac State was good for those couple of years. Like, people were showing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. So busy weekend in the city, man. Like I said, Kings got two games. They play tonight. They play Sunday. Weekend series with the Mets here in Sacramento. And then Sac State spring football game going down Sunday afternoon. If it's one of the more – are the Republic home?
I'm not sure.
I'll find that out. Somebody will probably let me know in the chat. But the Republic, they might be home on Saturday night as well. So that is going down in Sacramento, man. It's going, and the weather is going to be great, too. That's the other good thing about this. The weather is going to be fantastic all weekend long. I can't wait for it. But we want to start it off the right way. We want to start off with a Kings win. We definitely want to start it off with a Kings win.
A win tonight would be pretty impressive given how the Clippers have been playing and given they're all they're playing for right now.
Clippers are cooking.
Yeah.
They are absolutely cooking. And if you can find a way shorthanded to beat them, oh, yeah, you're gonna be feeling great about the Sacramento Kings. They're telling me the Republic are away. So, okay, they won't be home, but.
You get the point. Else
is, yeah, they'll be on TV, so
minor
you
details.
Can watch them. Yeah. But yeah, if the Kings can get a victory against this Clippers team the way they're playing right now, it'll just help people feel great about going into those two playing games.
Well, yeah, even though there's a game left before the playing, like, I think it matters too. A game left, one less game to stress about before you got to play the Mavs.
Yes,
like going into the Suns game. All right, Isaac Jones get some work today or whatever.
You might be able to. You win this game on Friday, you'll be able to rest some guys, you know, because and get them prepared for, you know, what could be coming their way. Because you win tonight, you got a game on Sunday, then you play Wednesday, you play Friday, you play Sunday, then you probably play Tuesday. So you're going to be doing every other day for the next week or so. If you can win tonight, that'll take one of those days off, right? Like, that'll take the Sunday day off, rest your legs, just kind of relax your mind a little bit if you're the Sacramento Kings, and get ready for that playing game on Wednesday. You won't have to hop on a plane, nothing like that.
Fab, you guys can go ahead and just lose two if you want. Make it easier on all of us.
Scotty Barnes?
Clippers got to do it. Kings got to do this. Kings got to do that. Scotty Barnes, maybe. Or whoever's on the plane for the Raptors right now at this point.
I'm going to figure out who's going to go to work tonight for the.
I think I saw some on Hoops Hype the other day that Brandon Ingram was playing with injections or whatever because of his injury.
Okay, that's
maybe they're still going for it.
Let's see the injury report. RJ Barrett is out. Damn. Emmanuel Quickley's out. Jakob Poeltl is out.
All right, we know what the vibes are there.
Jared Roden is day to day. And Jacoby Walker is day-to-day. Now.
That's it?
Yeah, with that being said, it looks like Scotty Barnes, there's no designation on him. He's there. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm looking at. Okay, four of the five starters are out. That leaves Abaji, Jamal Sheed.
Big Jamal Sheed guy.
Jameson Battle.
Decent. Nah, not a great drink, but.
Okay, A.J. Lawson.
No relation to Ty, I believe.
Jonathan Mogbo. Didn't he go to work on the Kings? I feel like he did.
I'm going to take your word for it.
That's who, yeah, he did go to work on the Kings. He had a good game against the Kings.
Well, we know he could hoop.
That is, let me see for sure. Well, one game he had, well, no, I guess he didn't go to work against the Kings. He had 6 points and 6 rebounds in one game and 5 points and 5 rebounds in the next.
That's probably a pretty big day for our guy.
I don't know what's going to happen tonight against Dallas. But, yes, lose one of those games. That would be great as well, man. What are we?
56. We got 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We got 2.5 minutes. We're almost there, man.
Hey, man, it's been a great day. KC and Friends was a good time, man. I can't wait for next week. D-Lo will be back. We'll be getting ready for some play-in basketball.
Was Grady playing?
I didn't see him anywhere. That's a good question. I didn't see him or...
What's his last name again?
I don't... They just... Well, I was going to say they call him Grady D, but that I don't know if that's a flag or not.
No, Grady D, I just said it. It doesn't sound right.
Him or I'm looking at the depth chart on ESPN.com. Him or Ingram aren't there. So I don't know. Did they get cut? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But, okay, Wheezy. All right. Wheezy.
Say Rosewell.
Wheezy, yeah.
Grow up, all of you. Chad House, grow up.
Come on, man. We talking about basketball, man. We talking about basketball. But, I don't know if he's playing at all. We hope that he is, because if the Kings can't have somebody else do their dirty work, that would be even better, because that means the Kings could take tonight off and the Kings can lose and it would hurt the Warriors. That would be great. That would be great. It would hurt the Warriors and it wouldn't do no damage for the Kings.
I'm going to keep it real. We got a minute left. Like, when Harrison Barnes is hitting buzzer beaters against you, like Harrison Barnes, your former player, you talk all this. Like, when he's doing that, like, usually the sports gods usually doesn't end up great for you.
Yeah.
Usually that's kind of a bad omen or something like that.
Warriors.
Like, it could have been Stephon Castle, whatever. Oh, that's tough for the Warriors. Harrison Barnes hit that three.
Oof. Warriors,
don't tell me it doesn't mean something.
Warriors, Timberwolves, playing game. Anthony Edwards goes for 38. They beat the Warriors. And then here we are. Kings, Warriors 3. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. We'll know everything.
Do we get a third FaceTime?
I don't know. We'll find out all the pairings and all the matchups when we return back here on Monday morning. We're starting at 10 a.m. with the insiders. D'Lo and Casey will follow that up, and we'll know exactly when and where the Kings will be playing their playing game. Everybody have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Vamos, Kings. Vamos, Gigantes. Let's light the beam. Shout out to my man, Jesse. Shout out to everybody that joined me today. Y'all be good. See y'all next week.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.